Gorath opened his eyes, gazing into the embers of the fire. He murmured,
"I've never heard a song so sad and beautiful. Where did you learn it?"
Drawing her cloak closer, Cilixa lay down to rest.
"The Tabora taught it to me. He said it was something he had written a long time ago."
Gorath closed his eyes again.
"Your Tabora is a wise and wonderful creature. I would like to spend some time with him. Say, a few seasons. I'm sure he would have much to teach me."
The badger maid paused before speaking again.
"He was only my Tabora for a certain time. Now I will never see him again, and nor will you, friend."
Gorath was mystified.
"How do you know this?"
Cilixa replied,
"Because he told me that the parting of our ways would come when we reached Redwall Abbey. I was sad at first, but the Tabora explained. He said that he had taught me many things. Now it was my turn to go out into the world, to teach and help others. He also knew you and I would meet on the Western Plain, not far from Redwall, because we were destined to travel together, while he lived out his days at the Abbey. Now I know what he meant. I am sad no longer. I have you to look after. Sleep now, Gorath the Flame."
Gorath obeyed her. He did not know what to think. He was happy, quite puzzled, but certain he would never leave Cilixa's side. They both slept then, the badger maid to her own dreams and Gorath to his. Visions of heroic and wise warriors visited them both as they dwelt in the halls of slumber. Martin the Redwall Abbey warrior, the Tabora, Lord Ashai, and one whom Gorath recognised as his long-dead father. Each had their own special message to impart to the young badgers. Each had a different instruction for Cilixa and Gorath.